Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Before I start this night, I will use the opportunity to thank the Lord for the life of my mother, Christiana Doteta. What an awesome. Oh my word. What an awesome moment, an awesome time. I give God the glory for them, especially ministering the word, the ministration, and Celestine Donko also coming in. To God be the glory. Once we're also standing, I would love to read you a portion of scripture, and right after that, I will allow you to take your seats, and then we can go straight to God's word. So build up on the revelation of the grace of God. Our theme in Shremun Shremun Shramkua. My mother brought a flare to it. Oracle. Man, what a conversion. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Now, right after the reading of God's word, I would love to build up on something that the Spirit of the Lord is building or moving in this particular end time. And I will use the opportunity for us to be able to delve into it deeper so that the grace of God, a little based on my thing, mine will really help me. Thank you. This end time is a very convoluted moment. Our revival is bringing, when I look at the message that the Lord gave us on Sunday through my father, Reverend Stanley Mensah, get up and fight. Because if you don't fight, you don't win. I mean, this is simple logic. You don't fight, you don't win. We'll be anywhere, one couldn't talk about poverty. Nobody can expect a crown. The Bible said that he that runs in a race does not win except he runs according to the rules. The rule is that get up and fight. We knock you out, you come back again. You are hit down, you get up and come at it again. Life is not easy. This is why it takes the grace of God and requires the grace of God to aid you, enable you. So the enabling of, grace is amazing that you cannot underestimate. Everybody needs grace. Everybody needs grace. Say amen. Everybody needs grace. Especially life in Accra. You need grace. Then my mother came through yesterday with a very prophetical message. Message was very clear. Yeah. How many people remember? Compare the two messages. It's the same. God is speaking. It's the same. Compare the two messages. It's the same. Hallelujah. So tonight I'll read you a couple of scriptures and then we can take off by the grace of God. Say amen. Amen. All right. Just for you to be able to understand the preamble of what I'm dealing with, I will start from Luke chapter 21, one of our foundation scriptures, and build up on that particular spectrum. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. I would love to be there by the mercies and the grace of God so that the Lord will help us. And the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and so that may come upon you, and are worse for us a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, pray, watch, pray, watch, pray, watch and pray, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Let me also read Romans chapter 8, verse 29, 30, 31, and 32. Romans, the 8th chapter. Allow me to build an introduction, and so we can have some church. Romans chapter 8, verses number 29 down to 32. The Bible said, to whom he did foreknow, he did predestine, or predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse number 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them also he glorified. The Bible said in verse number 31, what shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The next verse, amazing. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I will let you borrow all things, and I will come back for it later. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, talking about Christ, also freely give us all things? But I will repeat verse number 29, and then you are on your seats. Can we read this in a different version? This version says, those whom God had already chosen, he also has set apart to become like Jesus, so that the Son will be the first among many believers. This verse says, for those God foreknew, he also predestinated. Something else. Something else. For those whom he foreknew, he loved and chose beforehand. Everybody say chose. Maybe let's say it in a present tense. Choose. Yeah. Choose. He chose beforehand. He also predestined. That word predestined is two words put together. Destiny. And pre or before, predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, and ultimately shared in his complete sanctification, so that he will be the firstborn, the most beloved and honored among many believers. Message Bible, and then I'll allow you to take a seat. God knew what he was doing before the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his Son. This one is interesting. This one is very interesting. The Son stands first in line of humanity. Restored. We see the original and the intended shape of our lives there in Jesus. I will read just the last line. We see the original intended shape form
composure,
style,
flair.
We see the shape of our lives in Christ.
We'll
look at Christ or look at yourself in the mirror and see Christ. Your shape is Jesus Christ. Your shape,
Your
shape, your form, your composure, your composition, who you are supposed to be, is taken or formed out of Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. As you are seated, among the scriptures that I want to work with tonight will be Ezekiel. I have read almost three scriptures, and I'm going to put them all together for us to work by the grace of God. The scripture will be Ezekiel chapter 29. And I would love you to stick with me whilst we build up on that one. Ezekiel 29, we will start from verse 17 and end up in verse 19. Now, follow me. The Bible said it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyros. Every head was made bald, every shoulder was peeled, yet he has no wages. No, his army having wages for trios, for the service that he has served against it. Now God is speaking. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he shall take her multitudes. In other words, he will take the multitude of Egypt and take her spoil and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. A whole nation is a reward for one person and his army. The next verse, as a matter of fact, he said, I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, saith the Lord. This same scripture, I would like to read it in GNT, and then I will allow us to take off. I am giving him, the Bible said in verse number 17, from this one, on the first day of the first month of the 20th year of our exile, the Lord spoke to me. And in the 18th verse, the Bible said, mortal man, he said, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia launched an attack on Tyre. The Bible said he made his soldiers carry such a heavy load that their heads were rubbed bald, their shoulders worn raw. But neither the king nor his army got anything from all their trouble. In the next verse, the Bible said, so now, this is what I, God, the sovereign Lord, I'm saying, I am giving the land of Egypt to King Nebuchadnezzar. He will loot and plunder it and carry off all the wealth of Egypt as his army's pay. And the last verse, the Bible said, I am giving him Egypt in payment for his services, because his army was working for me. I'm going to use an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to speak to you in just a few minutes. Possibly tonight will be one of the shortest in the convention, but it will be very intense. What I am building up on tonight is an end time course, because I realize that the whole particular course you know, it's becoming like we come to church, it was a good service, you know, the choir sang good, the worship was good, and all stuff like that, and we closed, and we went home, and then the next service, we expected something. We can even have the temptation in such a meeting like this, where people can have the temptation of, no, I don't like this preacher, I like that preacher. We can choose when pick or pick and choose. I don't like this man of God, I prefer that one. Mama Christie was coming yesterday. Okay, I like Mama Christie. I don't like this guy. Christians have that tendency, and it's a temptation we are dealing with. And ladies and gentlemen, that is aside of so many things that I would love to talk about tonight to you by the grace of God. One of our temptations in this particular end time is that even when the preacher is preaching the heart of God, we can decide, this one you said, I am not in agreement with you. Forget about it. That one you said, that one I agree. You know me preaching. Somebody can decide and say that, but breakthrough, no, dear, major. Can I develop? This is how the church has become. Even during our morning devotion or quiet time, when we open our Bibles, we turn to where we want to read and not to where the Lord is leading. Therefore, so you are saying, Lord, if you are there, speak to me, and you open the Bible. And the Lord say, I'm warning you from today. Instantly you said, I rebuke you, devil. Then you close and turn again. Picking and choosing. But I realized that this particular convention, the Lord spoke to me. It, for us, this is one of the most important moments for us to bring certain prophetical key voices in this land, this particular time. All the patriarchs that are coming into the house, put the poster on the thing that let us, you know, look at this very briefly, and then I will build upon this. When you look at Bishop Charles Ajinasari, when you look at Apostle General, when you look at my fathers, Papa Stephen Stanley Mensah, when you look at Dr. Mpiakofi, when you look at my mother Christiana Dotete, all of them are over 60 years. That alone is a statement. That alone is a statement. There are certain places that a person comes that these people carry a benediction in their mouth. When they speak a blessing, it shall be. When they speak a curse, it shall be. Oh my God. Is that crazy? This is all we can do is a bad work. Please help me, please. If they speak a blessing, it will be. If they speak a curse, it will be. Therefore, why not have convocate in the presence of the Lord and let his men and women speak a benediction unto us and let the grace of God push us to where we belong. I have always told you that God is raising an emerging generation. And this kind of generation is not only, listen to that, it is not only for church. The generation that God is raising is not just for church. 20 years ago, there was no social media. 20 years ago, whilst I'm preaching, nobody will be filming it and people watching it around the world. 20 years ago, when I preached to the people here. The best we can do is record the sound or record the video and put it on a CD or a tape or whatever and give it to you to go home and watch it, whatever. 20 years on, somebody is sitting in the comfort of his home in America and watching us right now on a big screen because the televisions have become smart TVs. So he projects the thing from his phone to the TV and he's watching it. Sweatlessly, he is not here, she is not here. In the comfort of his home, he's watching me. Somebody was in tune. Put up together Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, WhatsApp, Twitter, and the rest of it. And I'm telling you right now that these things are happening because somebody the creature arose because we were waiting for the manifestation. Yeah, they arose. And I am not only talking about, listen to this, I am not only talking about hallelujah. I'm not only talking about hallelujah. God is going to raise a new breed of politicians, a new breed of leaders, leaders that will carry quality. I'm not talking about inferior people. I'm talking about superior people. Quality is going to come up in this particular end time. There are people sitting. Yesterday, Celestine's testimony blew me apart. I never even, thought about anything like that. I don't remember anything like that. I have never envisioned anything like that. But she's telling me when she was writing her JHS exam, Kofi Odro prayed for her and prophesied to her here at Abeka. Me, I'm an Abeka boy. Waka Abeka nkwa mi jinudi. Obo mamu bi yanke nye miya. Abeka nkwa di e miya. The fact that she mentioned Abeka. And this is what I'm talking about. There are people sitting in this meeting, and I'm telling you, in the next 5 years, you don't know what God is about. 5 years only from now. Prophet Bernard L. Bernard told me when he came from Takrade, he used to sit where the pillar is and listen to the word and to the prophetic ministrations that were going on. And he came here for 7 Fridays to understudy the prophetic ministry. So then I was preaching to him, prophesying to him for 7 different Fridays. And little did we know that the person that was sitting there was a major prophet. Oh God, help me. Sit down. You are too up early. A little high, please. Well, help me. Therefore, I'm using the opportunity to talk to everybody in this particular place. God is not only raising an emerging generation, but listen to what I'm saying. And what is coming is not just church, preachers, prophets. No. I'm not only talking about that. Nebuchadnezzar, in this story that I read to you, is not a Christian. Does not serve God. But God is saying that he's working for me. How come somebody that is not godly be working for God? How come somebody that does not fear God? In my generation and time, we will say that this one does not even qualify to be. If Nebuchadnezzar was here, I would tell Nebuchadnezzar, you are on your way to hell. Without any reluctancy. But the Lord is saying he's working for me. And I am going to pay him. Metianica. Naketia is going to be a whole nation. Or maybe Tibebi woman nims for me Aketia the man Nebuchadnezzar. Or maybe Tibebi woman nims or Masadi Nebuchadnezzar. Eba befa. Aku diso. And it is God that has given it to him as a pay or a wage. This tells me that everything that we are doing in this world, there is a reward. And so then the point is this. This particular meeting has a host of men and women that are in line waiting for their unveiling or public revealing. The Holy Spirit is going to release an anointing for the end time that are going to stand and shine and do amazing things for Almighty God. We are going to see alabaster who do not come to will come upon them, and God by his mercy and infinite power will lift them and show them his glory. I'm talking to somebody right here. Sit down. You are up. COVID, let me build on this. The church is so sophisticated when it comes to who should become what. What my brother said, I give glory to God. This one is the voice of our generation. It can only be the Holy Ghost that says that through a person. May see, this generation is so envious, so jealous, so competitive, too much to the point that they cannot see good in another person. It is not them doing it. They don't like it. They don't believe it. They don't like it. They don't. Convention, you big time. It's the truth. You big time. We'll be best for who know. We'll be best for 10. Having a wedding and other people are sitting there speaking in their heart, you know, had you cry on an SS for ya, they may cry one fatan on a be may what they will. In the house of God to the point that somebody is being lifted by God, raised by God. Somebody is being used of God. And people are sitting down and all they can think of, he is not of God because he is not wearing this. He is not looking that. He does not have this. He does not have that. Hadentin amani moduku. Because omu moduku no mum free nyame. Glory of God that has been revealed in the life of a person. But the good news is that when the people believe in what God will do in your life or not, what God will do, he will do. What God will say, he will say. What God will work, he will work. Oh, you can clap those hands. And no one obey. I'm telling you something profound. You know, the amazing thing is that I look at the put back the scripture, like verse number 19 specifically. He is describing what he will take and take her prey and take her. He will take it as her wage, as his wage. Naketia. Asadiania Naketia. I'm telling everybody in this place, your project, our warrior, whatever is you initial. It is not just your effort. I love the part, verse number 21, when the Bible said, because 20 will be good. 20 will be good. Because they wrought for me. That word wrought means they worked for me. Put it in different versions. Maybe let it. I have sat down and asked myself a simple question. Steve Jobs never went to church, never prayed in tongues, but he creates something every pastor has one. Then he working for them. Sometimes we can condemn somebody, but the person may be working. Not God. There will be strange things. Very strange things. We are going to have young boys like 9 years, 10 years. They will be speaking the mind of God. And when you people in church, Luke chapter 14 and verses number, when you read from verse number, I think 15 until 22, the Bible makes it very clear, the word of the Lord, very solid word. When you look at me, you know, let's go to verse 21 possibly and build up from there. And the servant came in and showed the Lord and the master of the house being angry, said unto the servant, go out. Blind. Go out! It means leave the house. to the streets. God will put people in the pulpit who are not pastors. They don't look like it. God will put people in political places who do not look like politicians. They do not talk or communicate like politicians. But by the grace of God, the power of God, and the move of God will use them in a tremendous fashion. Your business will be a weapon in the hands of the Lord. Your enterprise will be a weapon in the hands of the Lord, because God is raising new masters. I'm telling you, in the next 35 years, all the names you hear will be all gone. And there are new people that are coming, new preachers, new pastors. They are coming. New preachers. Pastor Mark, let me say it. Many pulpits will be replaced. That should be concerning to us. As I'm standing here, God is looking for men, women, not only to preach, not only to do church. God is looking for men to hand over wealth, wisdom, ideas. God is looking for entrepreneurs. God is looking for wealth creators. The Lord is looking for people like Mary who will carry a Messiah. Yes. Today I'm telling you. Some women are like Esther sitting here, waiting to receive a king. I'm telling you. No. There are some women sitting here that the Holy Ghost has his hand upon you. And I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, the power of God will come upon you, and the Lord will lift you to where you belong and use you in a tremendous fashion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I hear, who shall I send and who shall go for us? Whom shall I send and who shall go for us? Whom shall I send? Isaiah, he said, here I am, Lord. Send me. Send me. So when you see people in church, or you see people at work and all that, don't treat people bad. Because you don't know the next move. Celestine, in that particular, I remember that I have hosted few JHS meetings. Few of them, one in Tessano, I've hosted one, two of them in Depo. I've hosted some here. I've hosted some at Abeka. They invited me, Haro, Roma, and all those. There's another school, Cosmos or something, St. Thomas, another school on that lane. Couple of them, you know, I had been there doing this. Little did I know that there are some people within that meeting that are going to hold places of authority and influence. There is nobody that can tell me that Celestine is not anointed. She is heavily anointed and mightily used of God. And so she sat in a meeting, but she was sitting very ordinary, just like so many people are sitting here very ordinary. But I'm telling you, extraordinary people are the people that are listening and watching me tonight. I declare upon your life, the oil will visit you, the move will touch you, the grace will come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The grace will come upon you. I'm seriously telling you. Adomne wosra ebeba usuana ju. And the Lord will use you mightily for his own glory. You know, the point is this. Sometimes people want to be accepted and celebrated by everybody. Mijina hey, not everybody like me. As a matter of fact, the majority does not like me. Sometimes I can even have people here who don't like me. But I don't care whether you like or you don't like. You see, I would here. Yeah, and this is why the church must be prepared. Because God is doing a new thing. You must be prepared. We cannot remain the ordinary people when our God is working. It will be a shame for God to move out and go and take ordinary people, idol worshippers, people you don't regard as godly, but God can go out and touch them and use them all for his glory. When we are here, instead of us to be selfless, we are rather selfish. Instead of us to repent, we are rather stiff-necked. Instead of us to humble ourselves, we are rather arrogant. We are rather proud. Instead of us to separate ourselves unto God in holiness, in righteousness, in sanctity, in pristinity, instead for us to do that, rather, sorry. When we say, I'm a neighbor for you. I'm a neighbor for you. If you do, baby, I'll be jay. You be young, come, you be you. Neighbor Bossoba. I'm in a betiaco. If it drew baby, I'm in a betiaco. The reason is because we have seen it normal to come from our boyfriend's house and sit in the presence of God. A young man and young woman drove to Alabaster City last Saturday. Beautiful car. They are driving. This guy is telling me, demons are tormenting me. Demons are tormenting me. Pray for me. Instantly, they came up and said, Munya de moya wo de mono. Na sister Nasri, ma pa ma. You are staying with a man that is not married to you. How come demons will not torment you? How? Can you say, I'm a neighbor for me? I bet. Amen. Ebete se enkruma ate. Amen. Ebete se enkruma ate. I'm telling you something. Yeah. I was telling some of our pastors. I told this young man, Ujina, hey, you are saying whatever you sing. You are a preacher. You were whatever. I sent him to Konongo a few times. He did a beautiful work. You know, could gather 100 people in just 1 week. Just went there, and by the grace of God, he did that. I looked at him and I said to him, your gift does not impress me. Your charisma and your dynamism, it does not impress me. What is in your heart, your motive, your conscience, your character, your attitude, your conduct is a very important thing. And if you joke with that, your oil will be destroyed. Your oil will be tainted. If we say, and kwasia sam kakrebi, yetu, echai enwenyam, jimi, yetu, che nyansa. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 1. The Bible makes it very clear. Yeah, dead flies causes the oil of a apothecary to stink. And the Bible said it sends forth a stinking savor, and so doeth a little folly to him that is in reputation and wisdom and honor. Put it in a different version. Look at this version. The Bible said, yeah, and a little stupidity can cancel out the greatest wisdom. A little of it. Jimmy Kituwebi. It is up on you know. You go out the animal. I say, Bibia. I'm telling you. Therefore, whilst you are sitting here, you need the anointing that grants you discipline to make the right choices and right decisions. Right choices, right decisions. This generation don't like preaching like this one. But in a convention like this, whilst the Lord is encouraging us and empowering us, we need also the word of discipline, the word of guidance, the word of rebuke, reproof, correction, word that brings us in order. Halfway, I said your money table for them, and so on. I'm not because I order. So, Mrs. Egan T. Nikunadi and one fancy punosho, and Wabaji Mike and what to him, Udiagro. I'm serious, Udiagro. Wait, half for cradia, half for cradia, so Mukufi. That's what Mukufi. Yeah. A little stupidity. Look at that. Very, very, very solid in God's word. It can cancel out the greatest wisdom. A little stupidity. Pleasure will deny you a future. Yeah. Temporary pleasure will deny you a permanent future. I'm talking to you, dear assembly. Yeah, T.I. me say, yeah, firm with your mom and your papa. No, I'm telling you, firm with your mom and me. As for adultery and fornication, I don't want to talk about it. It's fine. You cut your arch the whole party. Because many people are not living right. Their relationship with God is totally diluted, is tainted. And your papa, into say, because you should be bad. We've been going to say, Satan, about the genuine. Jina nim ubi di nanu ato so so be ware wunyang ware o ye insini niyema ye nwedu ya nima no ye nani fi ye insini niyema ade mwedu ya na tiyo niye uba a convention as a convention na fruwe nyumri as a convention na fruwe nyumri. Receive it. It's at some point I have realized that the modern day Christian is a weak Christian. I'm serious. It's a very weak Christian. Can you know, be China Hopa and Pai Boom? The same time, I told you, I'm not a hope. Where is that Christian? Tell Christian in a final call. Where is that Christian that will stand and pray for 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours? Because you're in a Bible, you see, at 30 minutes. If you move on, lean in the Malaba. It's a weak Christian. As for the studying of the Bible and the Word of God, I'm telling you, it is gone. We wake up with Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook. We check our likes and share, and you know, things like that, comments. This is what we wake up with. We used to wake up with our daily bread, our daily light, our daily guide, young Kwan Sohai. And tonight, I am telling the Christian, return to your first love. Repent and come back to your strength, your first love, and let the grace of God be your portion. God is looking for people, but he's looking for people with a pure hands and with clean hands. Pure heart, clean hands. Say a good amen. My meeting is coming to a close. We're going to start a very deep and powerful ministration. And the grace of God will work on us. A DBT akumem that has become weakness and a limitation. The Lord will take away weaknesses and strengthen his people by the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to. The anointing will come on you. The glory will come on you. The grace will come on you. You will do exploits for Jesus. He will make his strength to be perfect in your weaknesses. Am I talking to somebody right now? Hallelujah! I'm seriously talking to me. When you meet them, you meet to me at all. When you meet people, be the two me am and I a juma. Rather, you know, and to come who no answer what have you come. This is our spirit. I'm telling you. At the end of your song, I'm telling you boldly. In fact, concrete in Qatar. In a vice versa, adia ya concrete. Te sete mamoto we. Na suwe tutua. Unni mnyansa kura. Ka adia nwa ya de ye ye na. Na wadi ya ye. Kwa hedi yo mayo. Kone mwisi wa mei unyansa doduo. I'll give you another example. N1 going to East Legon. Why do you have to make a U-turn to Accra Mall before you go there? Common sense will tell you there should be a straight road, a pie diversion straight to East Legon. Ubia won ko engineering school bit in my class. I said, and said, do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Krono. I just want small girls. Sikedie. The waste. Even the crown prince of Dubai doesn't have such a long combo. Apache, more private jet. Even the queen of England does not own a private jet. Mojare papa. Mojare papa. And Kawini bino oson son. Yeah. Mini bino obeson son. You prioritize. Now you will misplace and misappropriated priorities. Who can I ask? Why no mong children move and go be here night? I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I finish up and I read this to you and then we are done. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24, we start our ministration. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse number 24. The Bible said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strifeth for masteries is temperate in all things. Ubia wokosa utumirika owabuaseto wonieme nao. Adia menu wonyaminkunim di unese wopesu peja wa. Dia wayane se. Wesiesie wansa. You won't be to me the wesie. There are some of the people like that here. You are going through crazy things. You have prayed for a long time and you are not getting any answer. Sometimes, if you are not careful, you will be discouraged. You will be discouraged. I'm telling you. Because oftentimes, attacks and everybody who I want to hear. And then, when you are not going to be see. In my life, but when you have 7 levels of your life. Number 1, existence. You exist. When a person is existing, and once they said, you know, what was the name of the oldest man in the Bible? Methuselah was existing. Nothing significant about him. Now I sit and I'm looking at it. From that level, the Lord shifts you to the level of survival. Survival is hand to mouth. Many people, when you come to Accra, that is your first call. Many people work like that. Oko by day, ji by day, sika nunu udia asa. So you take the money and then you work with it and at the end of the day you pay your children's school fees and pay the bills and it's gone. And you need to go back. It's a level of survival. Be our 7 levels. Then it comes to your stretching level. Stretching. When you're stretching. Most of you sitting here are on your stretching stage. God is stretching you. When you are young, we're free to be a woman. But when you are men, no. Of far, Joseph was stretching. Yeah. Joseph, of far, was stretching. He run a tad yet to an echini, a kumu, join the year, a tad yet, a cochina, a papa say, a buebi achil, no kumno. Yet, he was alive. A ton, no ko, be manso. Quayakua. ewo you know yakwa ko tonu ma potifa kwa akwa potifa fie na yire sa akwa mi pe no mo amotiti ye anka ma she so dada kwa she so dada ashe so. He said to himself, how can I sin against God and against myself to do such a thing with my master's wife? It looks to me like a failure story, isn't it? But the Bible said in Genesis chapter number 39, also in chapter 41, also in chapter 40, the Bible said, and whilst he was in prison, God was with him. You didn't need to prison, and you so far could not be in prison. Joseph, Masheta, I'm doing what two of you are saying. Yamibe, no, Yamisana, you are a human. Uchichini pa by heart. To do a fiasi by heart. Sana, you are. Sana, dear. My bobber, I couldn't grow a shop when you went doing it all my life. A fiasi, I'm not my beto. Namise, when you are in your stretching stage, who be to me a casa baby when you're in Gary? I don't know who I'm talking to. Ubetimako waiting 21 days, God will not say anything. Quiet! Heaven is quiet. Who trained me anybody in Aminkasa? D. Normally, who did me when you are conchili be akurana? You are receiving revelations and divine. This time, drive fast. Heaven is quiet. I don't know if somebody has been in a wilderness experience before. Quiet! And sometimes you begin to feel, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Prophecy is only when I call you and mention your name and say things about you. But what you don't know also is that what I'm doing right now is not only therapeutic, it is also prophetic. It is not only therapeutic, it's prophetic. There are times the heaven is shut. You sow seed. The moon said, well, last money. 1,000 Ghana. You sow. Who saw seed in the area? Missy Free Hawker. What you need to that show? Now, I've been a sinker who saw ya. The next day, na boom. Who are one who will be a dear dancer? Me saw seed and yammy ya, saha. And you mean so me so, maybe. Who saw with you 6 months in the real. The heaven can go quiet. It's your stretching stage. Adiana Joseph in Nimnese. Now when I'm coupon per se, Oye Hebrew Kasano. If you need to check the master. Kasabi Oha, you true. They said Dutch. Holland for Kasa. You true. India ni Kasano Timonso, Omakasani mu true. Into Omakasani be Piebro for Kasem. Kasak be Wagana ha, and I wouldn't want to touch on any tribe. Which means that the Kasana be Pietrin, a Piebro from Kasan Yedrun, Tematech, the money we drew. When you miss a memoir to the prison, ha, Kusise, Obertim Israel Kasa. Now, Obekan of French, Unifer Obertina, Umisa would da. Se Wufri, Umisa obida. For he said, not Jinimono, we Mizraim. And this is what God was doing. And so, from day one of being in prison, the Lord was extracting the accent. Accent. out of his tongue. Gave him an fluent Egyptian accent. To the point that when he stood before Pharaoh and he was interpreting the dream, he spoke fluent Egyptian. God always has a plan. You are going through a stretching time. You know what I can say? Somebody feel like crying because God can sometimes cause people to walk over your head for a while. Sometimes she will be a Regina when Nimua walk on some phone. Kwasi ya some patch in a while. Who be saying, you are there. When you are in that time, you start praying like that is how you start praying. Because you can't understand. God stretches you. When a person do you remember Apostle Cabo's testimony? How many children? Seven! And yes, sir. Seven miscarriages. It goes off. Seven! Now we are suffering. What do you think the church people will say? Do you remember Apostle Amoeni? His testimony? For almost 30 years, no issue. No baby. When the babies were coming, they came in triplets. When you meet me, turn the bow, don't stretch out. Stretching you! The heavens go quiet. The second reason why the Lord kept him in the prison was because God wanted him to learn royal etiquette and protocol. And the only way he could learn that was that the butler and baker will be in prison. And the Bible said he was there when they came. It took time for them to be friends. One day, they both had a dream. God, he will create a situation. And they went to talk to Joseph. They didn't know he could interpret a dream. They just said their dream. One said it first. When he interpreted it and he realized that it's a good interpretation, the other one also said his. You will not believe, ladies and gentlemen, as if he was prophesying. He said, Pharaoh will lift you up in 3 days from today. When you go, remember me. It happened. Went and forgot about him. Said, "Okindness, Abrenwa, Enka, he will just be one of the magicians of Egypt, a dream interpreter." When Yamiba Shadam will be with a few, I'm telling you. Hey, listen. When God is stretching you, Onyamiba Shadam, I'm telling you the truth. Onyamiba Shadam, ama obi a betray what. Especially the people that were your papa. This pastor was in custody. Cells. Okoda cells. For how many months? 7 months in cells. With an accusation of murder. Which he does not know anything about. A friend of his came to him. Or call all night. So may call all night. No, so me feel it too well. Into my maintenance and a pin soup, mammy. Ubi upon a man in tenance. No moon so I feel send a yam or dahor, no dahor, nafs okay. I mean, found go hospital, be aha. I didn't call hospital. I'm over here now, say no, you're rushing it to Kolebu or wherever they rushed. I'm over rushing it, sister Nidru Kolebu. No, she was dead. Why are you because we're going to? Breda sell 7 months. The docket here, the court here. And all day you are here. You went to look for a lawyer. The court docket here. Your mom brought the bill. Court on the paper no here. To cause this here, the paper no, he should be here. Hey, Mr. God can stretch you. I'm going to stretch you one because it's a cocoa bonnet. And here, maybe one will be free. Hey, it ain't easy. Say we train while the Lord is stretching you. One way you have a toba abrachine. I'm serious. Me, I'm not a hypocrite. I nearly gave up on what I'm doing right now. Serious. One way you have a toba abrachine. Do me yamia kasetia. While I finish up on this, let me tell you, especially to those of you who are deeply discouraged. Deeply discouraged. What we catch him and say, "Nyame pesa me ne be ma da." Adia no ami wo mu no. Mempe anso me yan de yan. Anytime this guy is on me, I resent it, I hate it. But what can I do? But it doesn't take long for God to shift you from a stretching stage to a success stage. Suddenly, suddenly, this is what God is doing tonight. Those of you who have been in a protracted stretch, the Lord is telling me to tell you the storm is over. The storm is over. We need to know to watch out. The people that molested you, the people that tread on your heads, a two-edged. Kaise me free London by one of the young men that we helped sat in front of me, mocked me, and said to me, "You don't want." Compare fasting and prayer be ye. Ibi anenya miyase humobo biyo. Yeah. Somebody we fed open doors for and honored. Sometimes, intentionally, they will walk on your heads. And the Lord shifts you to success. He doesn't leave it there. He will shift you to relevance. That is the next stage. And then to significance. Before your eternity, he will bring you into your legacy. Yeah. What you should be remembered for. It's a process. Now they are ridiculing me with the name of the Lord. Abe page, you may be a young page, you may be in yet. Adebiano Asolicia Sunday. And this is how they talk. As answer for home page, you may yet. Webrebiabo, Saria notia Sunday. And Asophony Diu Musica. This is how they talk. You know, Asophony Diu Musica. But the amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm finishing up, the wound will heal again. Yeah. The wound will heal. Twins, there is nothing that is hurtful and painful when you are in a church and people begin to ridicule you. Something that is no fault of yours. Sometimes when you are not married, sometimes when you don't have children, people tend to make a big issue out of that. And they stereotype you. Talking nonsense all over. Tonight, let me speak to somebody that is going through marital crisis. Relational pain. Something that was supposed to bless you has become pain and tears to you. And I'm speaking prophetically in the name of Jesus that may the Lord, God, grant you your wage. Just like he gave to Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. As I close off, I will say this to you. Everybody has a season. You may be in the wilderness, but I'm telling you, everybody has a season. So stop bothering yourself, you know, because your season will come. You will be celebrated. You will be honored. Everybody has their season. Yesterday when Nanaya Kunedu was here, had an audience with Mama Christie, and whilst we were talking, she shared a testimony. And the testimony is, Osomefia, if you are going to do, yeah, Osomono. Obey, Juma, I had no end up in Mefia fee, Trina Jadi, Sisi, and if he could dig up and wear the Anemano, and no one can, Juma. But little did she know that a brand one was Osomono. No, when you mean, Sisi. Mefia resigns, passes on. And Yakunedu is just like Mevia's voice. A young woman with an old woman's brain. Maturity. Interesting. Now God is looking for people like that. Smart, articulate, anointed, and loaded people to stand for him. This generation, Nankasa, you're too shallow. And so God now is raising the people, young men, with old men's brains, young women with old women's brains, disciplined, composed, conformed, they are in tune with the Spirit of God. That would be the assurance that they will maximize it. They will maximize it. One more turning it around. When your name here quiet said, you know, people that would be missionaries and who are finishing and who are saying no. God is now raising up people that are going to be matured, principled, focused, disciplined, with structure and order. And they are so strong-willed that no matter what you do, they are grounded in the faith and in the grace of God. Those people, they will never go come to church and next moment they are in a club. It will never happen. Those people, they are not interested in somebody's husband. Those people, they are content with what they have. Contentment, godliness with contentment. They are content. Akonya we no war prince, bag we no war prince, car we no buy your prince. Those people are amazing people that the Lord will use. When you meet the Yoruba show, man, sasu man fanya juma free set. Woman nimre ati. Look at the most wealthiest people. They are not loud. They are not flamboyant. I was in a plane and I was reading an article by Aliko Dangote. And he said, I don't do girls, I don't do clubbing, and I don't do flashy cars. And he gave reasons why. He said, you attract unnecessary attention and you fade out quickly. I have a mantra, bro. So people are in church. You don't want unnecessary attention. I am going to tell you this by the Spirit of God. Hide and prosper. Hide and prosper. Hide. And you be behind the chair. Sometimes my heart breaks. I see people flaunting their children, babies, pregnant women on social media. Oima, you will fade out quickly. Too quick. I'm telling you, there are certain things like your children, don't expose them. Sometimes you are there and then social media will say, come and see the pictures of a rich person or a successful person. All this while that person didn't want to expose his children. Or do you want to see it? And you be behind the chair. What then you see? Many one come in for Bianco. O Bianca wants him. I'm serious. We're Canadia Bible too. People are building a church building at Lintel. I said, this is what the Lord is doing. That is absurdity. That is foolishness. Let me tell you why. O baby, anyone, we invite him for behind and send me. You don't do that. Whoa, when you are giving birth, when you are pushing, you only need the midwives. Finish. Ghana, they will even drive your husband away and bring the midwives. Will be anyone who will be the henna. Who we are,
ye ma won chain na afi ya ton sa afre nipa obi e ba we shefita obe ma we frimu obe ma utim kwa. That is what they do. Don't flaunt the things anyway. I see the people, you know, this is my plunge mansion. Arm robbers are planning about it. And you have given them easy access. You are also giving access to people to envy you for nothing. For nothing. Now you're banning the camera in your bedroom. Yeah, the camera in your house. Yeah, the camera in your kitchen. And they throw it all over the internet. Oh, man, you may not last with that kind of attitude. This is why sometimes God takes people and stretch them. That's sad, you know. Did you know, hey, many young preachers want to be like Kofi Odro, but it's very easy to have that desire. God will take you through the wilderness until he extracts that kind of a corner. Obi two every ubu. Uno obi ane honya wa kono. Obi abe uno ne honya. Pastor Dan, so I want to say this to God's people. Let me tell you something profound. Ministry. Suddenly, when you see the billions, and this is what has tricked so many prophets in Ghana. I feel you come baby and even count checking ministers of state, MPs. You will never see most of their wives around. Go campaign, you didn't even count. That girl's Golan Crusade. Okonu a loose on tears here. Honorable. Anya be loose watch. Se wanya ube loose watch. Iriba bebre wa parliament now who are going to lose next year. Next year. Yeah. Obe bi wa yene nina. Anya yere papa. Tonatrene. Small, small girls. Ibi shwe menim. Because we'll be one man, we're known as a small girl, no America. You must know. You must know. And when you want God to fight for you, you must make sure that your heart is pure and your hands has no blood. Kofu bi kunu. Or two a drew. Even now. Obo dia, ebenyao. I don't care who you are, Miss Ebenyao. Esuru ye di asem. Ube di fo. I'm telling you. And as I finish, I will tell. When you have children, love them. Have time for them. Give them the attention they need. We should have one and I'm hono. Yeah, don't joke with them. Let me tell the people in ministry. The face of ministry is changing. Yeah, the face of ministry is changing. Now ministry is becoming more sophisticated. If God tells you something to do, stop arguing. Because the people in the queue are too many. The Lord may replace you. There are too many people waiting to be used of God. They may feel the Lord, I can't come, God, I can't come. You know I'm a busy person. Hey, yo. You are busy. We are busy. And I'm telling you, don't waste time. Life is not waiting for you. Nobody is becoming younger. I'm telling you, it comes time. Very soon I may not stand here again. Somebody else will stand here. If you don't even get too used to Kofi Odro. I'm telling you, don't get too used to Kofi Odro. I'm seriously telling you. Because It's evolving. It's an evolution. It's evolving. Ministry evolves. It evolves. God will send you helpers. Treat them well. Receive them well. Helpers. Yeah. Did they say we would tell you? Now my catcher said, walk around and say, you ain't here. I don't know, sir. And I said, when you could not see BC. Is he in here? Now, who call you? No, yes. Did he have a mono? And the name of my men's alcohol near the cocoa abbot. To me, preacher, I mean, come my deliverator. I will say, my cocoa mercy. Sorry, me uncle. Tonight, the glory will come upon the God's people. For those of you who have suffered for long, the Lord will strengthen and empower you, give you fresh oil to carry on. Your two hands are lifted. Begin to pray in the spirit for just 1 minute. Kasura nakabara kadoshke. Come on, let me hear your voice. Zibarodash Magaras Mantada Bakura Dabashaya Parandos Bireka de Koshke Rada Dadabashado Kadadabadoko. Raise your voice in the presence of God. Ziyalele Madakavindo Korobadada. Protocol, get ready. Timaru no kozia. Kujande ko malalaku. Zia badalara kebe. Zando no no no. Kipa malalala kadede. There is an empowering anointing here tonight. An anointing to empower you and strengthen you. An anointing to strengthen you. An anointing to bring you courage. Strength! Strength! Strength. Your two hands are lifted. Let's sing this old one. Yeah, me horns and journey. My MC. Now. Yeah, me horns and journey. My MC. Now. One and the one who said, I will be right. When I'm in my way, new woman, every request in prayer, let it go before the throne of God. Every request in prayer, if you have audience with the Holy Spirit, speak to him now.
Can I hear somebody? Tatando mara kiberede. Zia la 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 badosha. Kapadi ano. Zia la la. Sanda la. Atisida diya piyada. I'm proud of you. Zia la ha, brada na mahane kosh. Sanda bada mahano. Kire la la he. Kabada bada da 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 bada o shana da da. Adesira diye biya, adesira diye biya. Protocol, get ready. Our last prayer and then we move. Our last prayer. We want to lift up prayer. Whatever the Lord is doing in this season, may he never exempt you. Whatever God is, I'm not talking about just church, no. The Lord is raising new masters. May the Lord remember you and include you. Make me a part of your plan. Make me a part of your end time plan. Somebody raise your voice and speak in the spirit for Ayato Mraka Subra Ante. That to me, this is it. Hey! 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 Protocol, get ready. Bibi be siwa. Anadwi. Si ananabo. See ya. Kodia. The glory is here tonight. I see the cloud of God. I see the cloud of God. I see a cloud descending on us. Look at that in the name of Jesus. The power of God. The glory of God. The move of the Spirit of God. Hey! Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost! There are 17 people that the Lord will bring here to the front. There are 17 people God will bring to the front. The word the Lord is giving me after that my service is closed. Number one is coming on you. Number two is coming on you. Number three is coming on you. Number four is coming on you. Five! Rise! Holy Ghost! Zee! Kabadadada. Bring them here. Bring them here. Carry them here.
Holy Ghost!
17 people. After that, my meeting is closed. Radia.
Holy Ghost!
Shut up.
Hey!
Hey! Four more people, my meeting is done. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Baby, I wish you to be a power of God!
Be gentle. Can I have some oil?
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Father to child, spirit to spirit, lighted by your word. With your bread of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Father to child.
Hold it, sir. I have seen the glory of the Lord on the altar of God. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. Faithful is our God. Lift your two hands up. Papa, in this convention, you are liberating your people and setting us on high and granting us victory. And your people are dealing with real challenges. So I bring them before your throne according to your leading and your direction. I pray in the name of Jesus that your goodness will endure, endow, empower them, deeply root them in fresh strength. Renew their strength again in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will be their hope. No weapon formed against them will prosper. None of them will lose this battle. We will fight. We will take it by force. But we know that there surely shall be a performance. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.